What is up, everybody? It is Tuesday night. You know what that means. It's me, the OG Vic Kid, Thomas Montalto, coming to you along with the hottest hot tag partner in the business. It's this guy.
It's me. It's me. It's good old Mike B. Guys, happy Tuesday. Happy Fig Guys. Happy Nick Storm's becoming.
I'm becoming.
You're becoming.
There's a storm I'm from becoming. Coming.
It's yeah. Yep. Should have brought my hurricane cape.
Yeah,
it's me. I'm here to curse the show even more. Okay. So if we didn't already have bad luck, now your luck's gone worse. Okay.
Come on, listen. I feel lucky that we got Nick Storm here because there's nobody I love other than Mike talking to wrestling figures more than with Nick Storm. It's just so much fun. So,
Whoa, is that Danhausen? Whoa. Wait, I'm scared. No, dude. Nice. I want to first off, hey, Mike, this is my show now. No, thank you guys for having me on. This was a pretty last-minute request. But I just wanted to freaking come on and say, holy hell, Fig Guys is like up and up and up and up. Dude, you guys had Steve Ozer and Magic Almost on last week, and they were showing reveals, dude. I mean, like, what the heck, man? I mean, that's look at that. Look at you in the freaking mirror, okay, for a second, and give yourself a pat on the back, because you guys are doing something great, and I fucking love it.
Wah! Thank you. And you're doing great things too, which is why we have you here.
Sorry, because... F-bomb, like not even a minute into the episode. That's Australian. For you, okay?
Okay. Well, no more F-bombs today because we're here to talk about figures and what a week it's been. It's been crazy week, guys. We got so much to fill you in on. We got updates. We got some news today. We're going to open some figures. I just got a ringside package 10 minutes ago, like right before we came on the air. So wait till you see what's in that box, because I don't even know how it came today. I was shocked, but I'm happy that it's here.
Is that what all the drones in New Jersey are? They're just figures being shipped to your house. They're just popping up and, you know, dropping off boxes left and right.
I love it now because everybody's like, you've actually heard about the drones in New Jersey? Time out. This is a national story.
It's all over the place.
I have. This is international now.
Are you serious? Yeah. You've heard of it too?
Yeah. Dude, it's like the past couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Speaking out.
But here's the funny thing. A lot of local people, like in our Facebook groups, are posting pictures. Oh my God, look, it's a drone and it's a freaking airplane. It's like, come on, people. It's not a drone. That's
I'm going to go take
airplane.
Pictures of my streetlights and be like, oh, there's a drone.
These drones, and they're actually stars in the sky. So.
It's funny. Yeah, it's crazy, though. Yeah, no, it's all over the place, Tom.
They just brought
those are actually mine. I'm going to be honest. Those are mine. Sorry, guys. Sorry for the nuisance in the sky. I just love to keep an eye on people.
I think this came by drone. This thing, like,
there you go.
I'm just going to give you a little tease there. But guys, this is our last episode, our last live episode of the year.
Wild.
But don't worry. Don't fret. Because on Christmas Eve, we have a very, very special episode to bring to you guys, which is actually amazing. A little peek behind the curtain. We recorded it yesterday. And, Mike's giving a real peek.
Ooh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, brother. Yeah.
How about if I told you have a 3+ hour episode where Mike, myself, our good old buddy J-Bone, and the Fig Vault, a.k.a. Macho Vault, join us. And for 3 hours, we go over every Macho Man Randy Savage figure from his LJN up until his last few indie releases this year. Like, it
Some
is an
echoes
not to miss. Yeah, That's we crazy. Got everything in there.
Yeah, it was.
That ASAP. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't want to give away anything, but that was such a good time.
Really, I'll tell you this. It'll be 3 hours. We will release it to stream on Christmas Eve, 7 p.m. It's amazing. Fig Vault, if you're not following the Macho Vault, then I don't know what's wrong with you because that's just one of my favorite Instagram accounts to follow if you're a Macho Man fan like I am. Just a great, great episode. We had so much fun recording it. So make sure you check that out. Next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then the following Tuesday, let's just give it your plans. What we're doing the following Tuesday, December 30th, we have another special episode where we're going to go over our favorite figures of the year. And guess we're going to leave it out right now. But trust me, there's more to it that you're going to want to check out. There's going to be Hawk another Hawk episode. What, Nick?
There's Hawk to it.
Hawk to it. What? He's a spitter, I see. Cringe. Anyway,
someone
had... all right.
Someone had to make the cringe references on this episode. Had to be me,
so. Listen, usually, I'm the one to worry about. Tom's talking about spitting, and we're hawking and two.
We got F bombs. Like, yeah, this is F-bombs. Already off the rails. I'm sorry, guys. This is hawking like my fault.
Our old show. What's going on over here?
Jesse, the body Ventura's back. We're talking about the drones and the atmosphere. this is good. This is really good. We need a little silly, good end of year shakeoff while we're live with all of you guys. So it's I'm pumped, man.
Like, we got our family celebrations next week. We can't come to you live on Christmas Eve. However, what about, I think we're going to do a Christmas Eve special yearly where we'll pick somebody and go over all their figures. I don't know who we'll do next year. We talked about it already, but you can leave some suggestions in the comments.
Yeah, we'd like to hear what you guys want to see.
Go through Chris Van Vliet's all of his figures, just the one.
I love it.
Just the one.
That'd be a great episode, guys. That'd be fantastic.
I mean, he'd appreciate it.
Listen, I'm getting Chris Van Vliet on this very episode, or this show, not this episode. I mean, if he wants to pop on this episode, come on, Chris. You're always welcome. I'd love to
tag
do a
in the comments.
I'll send him the link right.
Right now.
Big guy feature with Chris Van Vliet. I would love to talk to that guy. I listen to his podcast. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
I did one of those, like, you know, the Cody mock-up, like how Cody was like had these dream matches outside of WWE when he left. I remember writing like Chris Van Vliet on that sheet of paper, man. He's one of the people I want to talk his ear off the most. And yeah, he's hawk-toing facts right there. I tell you.
Oh boy. I mean, we're like 7 minutes in. Wrap in, bitches. It's gonna be a fun episode.
Damn right. Guess what? I want to talk about a little fun dandy thing, because Tom, you actually had a great experience this freaking past Saturday night, did you? Gosh darn not. Saturday night's main event was on, and you went there, you saw a couple friendos, and you also saw one of your best buds, Coco Beware, as well, right? You were like, oh my god, my best friend ever, because you guys are tight like that. Dude, how the hell was that night, and what a freaking show that was as well.
Dude, it was... You know, I was debating on going, and then last week when we had Ozer on the show, he mentioned he was going, and I'm like, wait a minute, he's coming in from California to go. This is only like an hour and a half drive for me. Why am I not going? Like, this is Saturday night's main event. They're building the nostalgia. This show was built for the OG Fig Kid.
That's 100%. So I started
going on Ticketmaster. I went on StubHub. I went on all the secondhand ticket prices, sites, and I talked to Mike, and I'm like, dude, they have a front row seat. Should I do it? And Mike's like, if there's ever a time you're going to do it, why would this not be it? I got to Tito Santana, fist bump Jimmy Hart. Actually, Jimmy Hart, like, he walked by and nobody's like reacting. I'm like, Jimmy, I love you. He actually like grabbed my hand. He's like, thank you, man. I'll brush it. He's like, thank you, baby. So it's just, thank you,
baby. Yeah.
Awesome. I walk in, I see the red, white, and blue ropes. The refs are in the blue shirts. Yeah. Like, they have guardrails. They had guardrails. Like,
wait, I didn't even notice that. Okay.
Yeah. Dude, this was made for me, and it was just a blast. It was a very, very fun show. But if you've been following our social media, like, it kind of blew up. Or I had reels go viral. I had one Instagram post. I think it's got YouTube? Like, between them, over 100,000 views, 50,000 views on another platform. I accidentally posted it to my personal TikTok account. So now I got followers on my personal TikTok account. But
asking you if wrestling's real.
Right.
Exactly. There you go. That's if we had any shadow of a doubt, dude, there you go. Tom posting it on his personal account. It's now real.
Yeah. That's how you know. That's how you know. I remember you talking about wanting to go, and I had to tell you. Like, it's at the Nassau Coliseum.
Itself is just historic, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, that helped because I'd never been there before. And that's a historic venue. Like, the first Saturday night's main event, WrestleMania 2. So I had to go, and like, just pulling up to it and seeing it for the first time in person, I got the goosebumps. I got the feels. Being in that arena, I'm not going to even lie, I got so choked up when Lillian Garcia was singing a national anthem. Like,
oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, the tears just started hitting. I was just like, oh my God, here I am. And like that national anthem could tear me up any day of the week. Just being there in that atmosphere, it was just an amazing thing. And it's great seeing Lillian back. Like, sorry, but Lillian greater than Samantha Irving, because you know why? Lillian does ring announces. She doesn't scream.
Yeah, that's true.
There is one thing that's always made me laugh about Lillian's announcing. It's whenever she says championship, though. You know, it's like championship. And that's always nice. It's like a little Lillian-ism, you know?
Yeah.
So that's absolutely. It's always like, it's like a comfort food, you know, Lillian Garcia.
I love it. So like, I'm not even knocking. Samantha Irvin looked like she was always having fun too, but Lillian just looks like she's so happy to be there. And we know she's been through a lot in her personal life lately. So I say good for her. I'm glad she's home where she belongs. And it's nice. WWE keeps the door open to bring back these people from the past like that. So, and it's just comfortable. It's like putting on an old shoe.
And Tom, you got to tell everybody the biggest news. You're turning into Frankie. You're going to be, you and Coco Beware are like, he's going to be, Tom's going to be the parrot from now.
Yeah. I wonder, Coco Beware is like that jacked. He can just hold Tom like sitting. Tom can just like, just be perched on the arm. Yeah. Yeah.
Coco's arm was all like badge taped up and everything. So I feel like Coco, Frankie, well, I guess it's not Frankie anymore. He became Fried Parrot, I guess.
From Frankie to Fried.
There's that long lost Big Boss Man, Coco Beware feud.
As much as I love animals, like, it's sad to hear what, you know how Frankie checked out, don't you, Nick? You heard the story?
No.
Coco Beware's house went on fire with him inside, and the firemen were out there, and I heard the bird. They heard somebody yelling, "Help me!" And it was actually the freaking bird. How sad is that?
No, that's dude. Bad. Oh, well, what the hell?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for.
So it's sex.
Damn, I'm gonna turn into Scrooge this year because of that. Just because of that one story.
Just for Frankie, we're doing it for Frankie.
We're doing it for Frankie.
I had to take a picture with Coco afterwards over at the bar. He was hanging out, being friendly to people. So it was just an awesome night. Like honestly, one of the best nights of my life. Like, it was just. To be there for that experience. I thank you, Mike. I thank Steve. I thank Matt from the Extra Cooler Show. He pushed me to go. And you know what? Right. As a guy who never used to do things on their own, and I really, like, I was with friends before and after the show, I just got to take it all in. It's fun going to shows by yourself. Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying that. So, but it
there's,
is.
There's like a different level of like connectivity when you're there by yourself, because it shows your true fandom, obviously, because you're going out of your way, but you feel it different. You know, you're not trying to impress somebody you're with. You're not trying to do like you are literally in the moment in your own little bubble. You don't know anybody sitting around you. It's one of the greatest.
Nothing else matters in that moment, right? Yeah. It's pretty. And like, I
go ahead.
That was so cute. No, I was like, I think like going on, you know, by yourself, it kind of forces you to maybe connect with the people around you as well. Like, who, if you're ever like sitting next to someone, you know, it's easy to get into conversation like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. Like, even, you know, connecting with strangers who are just in as into this passion as you are is something that's pretty special, I think.
Yeah. Dude, oh, it's the best, man.
My section, I was in the front row, but I, as much as I say I was in the front row, it didn't feel like it because I was all the way at the end. So the next section over here, their two rows were in front of me, but I could see everything. I had an amazing seat, but like the guy next to me was just like a bump on a log. I'm like, come on, guy, wake up. I was chanting. I was having fun. I'm like, listen, I'm here to have fun. Like, I'm just going to.
Yeah, right. Listen, you paid for your ticket, man. You get to do what you please. All right. Yeah, and that's the fun part. I'll never forget one of the AEW shows I went to was Dynamite. It was in Vegas. And I sat down and I was dancing with the guy next to me, the FTR's theme song. And it was like the best. And like, that's the thing. You never know when you're going to get those connections. We're all here for the same thing, to enjoy pro wrestling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And dude, that reminds me of one thing. There was this one tour. It's an Australian company, I think, and they get outside talent. Matt Cardona comes here a lot on, you know, for this tour. And I remember there was just a stranger like sitting next to me. And when I think what is it? Ryan Nemeth came out, because there was like that Being the Elite segment where he's like obsessed with milk or cream or something like that, whatever it was. And me and the guy next to me were just chanting cream at him. It was like the funniest thing ever. So, even that, like a BTE, you know, little reference. I don't know. Yeah. Making connections like that is so special.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The other amazing thing now with my new job, I'm off on Saturdays. So that opens me up to go to more shows. And I'm stoked because, like, I originally just had Monday, Tuesday off. Now I got 10-hour shifts. So I'm actually off Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. I will be doing a lot more shows and a lot more. I want to hit up some indie shows. Like, I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun.
I hear, like, maybe even, I think, the holiday tour. Like, WWE do the holiday tour every December. I think that's going to be insane. So watch out for that. I hear there's maybe Punk and Gunther in like a cage match.
The MSG house show the day after Christmas, but I can't ask my boss for that day off. It's a next year I'm planning on going to that because I'll take the whole Christmas week off next year.
Hey, damn right. I can't even tell you how happy I am that you were in the same building as the Body. The aesthetic of the whole show for you, like that must have been the best, man. Like I can tell, like, just the way you're like, they had the red, blue, and white ropes, like that's your childhood, man. And like that's why I pushed for you. I was like, dude, you better get those. You need it. You deserve it.
And you know what's funny about that? Go on. So I've been talking too much.
No, you're not talking enough. What I was going to say is I honestly think I might put this moment of Saturday night's main event ahead of my WrestleMania, going to WrestleMania this year.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all in, like the package of it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like it was just so special to be there for it. Like, again, I grew up in the 80s. It's like, who gets to relive that? And they gave it back to me. And Jesse Ventura was there. And I watched the Saturday night's main event back on TV. Jesse did not miss a beat. Like, holy smokes.
He was so funny.
He's so good. He adds, like, we finally got a heel, a real heel announcer. Like that's missing from my wrestling. I know it's not the same as wrestling was in the 80s, but the heel announcers help make a show.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Jesse was true to himself, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
And they put on a hell, like I was telling you, it was better than most of their last few premium live events. Like it was well put together, very, very tight. Like the wrestling was good. The overall show was top tier. It was a really enjoyable Saturday night's main event, man.
I mean, I'm stoked. If they ever come back here for Saturday night's main event, I wonder if they're going to keep the retro feel with the show or they go back, make it a little more modern, the one in January. I'm kind of curious to see. I wouldn't be opposed if the retro was just a one-time thing.
I mean, I would be here for it. I think they should keep it retro-themed.
Because remember, a decade ago, they would have, you know, the sort of a... I can't remember. They would have that retro aesthetic, you know, here and there. I remember like the Shield and CM Punk wrestling on that one show, like a decade when I was a kid. And I was like, this is so cool. I hope they still do this and continue it. Yeah. And fun fact about that. I remember talking with Triple H because we're so, you know, like me and Wei Tai, we went to kindergarten together. That's a fun fact. I call him her. Actually. So me and her, we were messaging back and forth and I was like, dude, this OG Fig Kid guy, you know, you should really make this show because I got a good friend. He lives around the New Jersey area. He'd really appreciate this. And then Triple H said, go F yourself. Get out of my... Who are you? How'd you get my phone number? But I think he listened to the demand. And now, you know, we get Saturday night's main event. I got a question for you guys. Are there any other venues that you want to see Saturday night's main event be taking place in? Any other historic venues?
I don't really care about the venues. However, like just for nostalgic for one night only, we need the Blue Cage back.
That's so true. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see it at Hammerstein.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. Like the old school Raws, you know, like give it that kind of vibe. Yeah, that would be really nice.
Great point.
I mean, I'm not going to not say I want to see it in Chicago.
I want to see it in Australia.
So, like, I'm
Australia, no, thank God.
The show is over and Cody goes to grab the mic. I'm like, oh, let me get my phone. I'll get his promo to put on, I'll put it on our social media. It'll be a fun promo, Saturday night's main event. He's like two words in, and all of a sudden KO attacks him from behind. He does the package pile driver. And like, I'm like, is this on the air or did this end? Like, I had no clue. Like, it was not even aired. I think the only thing I could nitpick is that should have been done at the end, because you would have had all these new viewers who don't watch normally that might have tuned in just because it was on NBC. You just gave them a cliffhanger to want to tune in again.
Yeah,
that's true. So, yeah.
And can I say one other thing, and we'll get on to the news. But Kevin Owens is like being portrayed as the bad guy here, but everything he says is absolutely true. Like,
that's the best part.
Like, he's the guy who should be being cheered here. Like, food. Like, he's right. Think, Everything he says is right. Cody cheated and used a chair to win the match. Jesse Ventura called that out while the other announcers no-sold it. It's like, who cheated?
I think when you have a bad guy and their morals or their values are actually rooted in sense, like they actually make sense, their motives and stuff like that, I think that's when you get the best storytelling. Because I'm thinking of like Thanos, you know, from like you know, in Marvel, and he's like, oh, he was just the world was overpopulated. Okay, that's not too bad. You know? Yeah, he's got something good in mind. No, but like I think that's what makes him say, there you go, Lillian Garcia, let's go.
There we go.
I'm so happy she did the Chelsea green. Hey.
What's up, Don the Bomb Smith? We're just chatting. So, you know what? It was fun. Mo the Fig God, about time he's back in the chat. And Don the Bomb Smith with the Saturday night's main event. Back in 1989, the Genius defeated the champion, Hulk Hogan. I believe it was by countout, though, wasn't it?
It still counts.
Well, a win is still a win.
A win's a win, man.
Don the Bomb Smith.
That's what made him the Genius.
He is the biggest Leap of Danny Poffo fan I've ever seen. So,
as he should be. Everybody
there
should
has to be. There has to be Poffo one out there. So, yeah, if it's on the Bomb Smith, there we go.
Back when I was in junior high school, we went to like a high school wrestling, like a WWF ran high schools back in the day. And I caught the frisbee from Lanny Poffo and I gave it to the girl I was with. And, you know what? She just friended me on Facebook. I should ask her if I could have it back.
You'd be like, hey, do you still have that frisbee I gave you?
I would love
to have that. Like, let me show you my collection.
There's been so many like valuable items that I've just given to past lovers, if you will. And it's like, oh, I'm never seeing that again. Great.
Never.
I get
somewhere there's a hoodie cemetery.
Never give your significant other a figure that you like. Okay, there we go.
That's true. Are you guys ready to jump into some wrestling figure news?
Let's do it, man. Right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Cash is here.
What the heck?
I want problem.
Sorry.
The Alpha. Well, I'm not the Omega, but I like Omega acids.
It's a nice fig. Oh man.
Well, welcome to the news one more time it's the last time you're gonna hear it for the year, because we're probably not gonna say it on New Year's either. But guys, end out your 2025 with a bang. Go head on over to RiseSuperfoods.com. Get yourself some mushroom coffee, brother. It's got all the goods. It's got lion mane. It's got all the adaptogenics. Yeah, I messed it up again. It's been a while. I recovered. It's got all the adaptogenic mushrooms in there, and it keeps you focused. It makes you feel good. It cleans out all that nasty gut goo that you got going in there. Everybody needs a good refresh every while. And you know what? Take advantage of it, because we're giving you an awesome discount. Head on over to thefigguys.com. Click the link at the bottom. We're going to save you a couple bucks. You'll start your 2025 with a bang, bro, as DDP would like to say. So, yeah, our gift to you. Enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, guys, you know, this time of the year, there's really not much news, and that's not much different this year, Mike.
We got news.
We got some.
We got news, brother. We got some news, because guys, check it out. The new Legends are up for pre-order over at Target.com or the Target app, if you will, daddy. But we got Justin Hawk Bradshaw. We got the return, and a very, very serious return, of the one and only Sid. We also got Rick Rude with a chase. I love this Rick Rude. Cannot wait to get it into my collection. And, of course, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, Brett the Hitman Hart, looking good and dapper. And
If you guys are new to the game, you can pick up that Bret Hart and get Cody Rhodes, that beautiful championship gold right there, baby.
Ooh. Here you go, Mike. Hey, Mike, here you go.
Oh yeah, brother.
I'm Bret Hart now. There you go. Oh,
brother, I feel it. I don't know. I threw my shades across.
This is the big gold, the newly tooled one, right? So yeah, I'm freaking excited for this, man. We were meant to see this around like the Nitro crowdfund stage, right? That like a properly newly tooled kind of big gold. So I'm glad that we can see it here finally. Oh yes. Man. I might have to get the Rick Rude just for all that. And the chase for the Rick Rude is really nice. And I think the Sid is maybe his, honestly, maybe my favorite Sid that they've done. I don't know.
Best Sid ever. I love the last one, but I didn't like the smile face.
Yeah, I agree.
It was goofy looking. Like, he looked like he was sitting at breakfast. I don't need to see that. I need my Sid. Need breakfast.
Wouldn't mind a psycho Sid, big rubber guy either. He'd fit into the collection.
Yeah, I like it. They could call him Udi so they don't get sued.
There you go. There's a way around
it's,
it.
It's Udi. No, but this is a banger set, man. I can't wait really for this. Bradshaw wasn't on my bingo card to get this year. Super happy we're getting them. And I love the detail. Different color knee pad. You got the rope. Like this is a solid set, man.
Really love those deep cuts, dude. And I've been going back watching like 97, 98 Raw, and Bradshaw is like in this sort of, not in this exact sort of style, but it's like, you know, early kind of inklings of before he joined APA, all this sort of stuff. So it's kind of cool seeing this release, man. And it looks good too.
Right, Barry Windham was his partner for a limited time.
Yeah.
We need Barry Windham to go. Here.
He's got that beautiful emo haircut. I'm loving it. Emo Bradshaw making waves.
Yeah. It's not a phase.
Pre-order.
Oh yes, Big Daddy. If you are excited for WWE Ultimate Edition figures, well, Dustin Rhodes is coming to a Target near you as soon as possible. Go on pre-order, baby. You can get the polka dots. You can dance the night away. You can put your hands to the screen and press. Put in your cart and add it to your destination, baby. That was a very, very good Dustin promo. All right.
That was beautiful. Oh, my God.
Dusty figure. Like, we just talking about the Psycho Sid being the best ever. Well, I think Dusty's about to have the best ever as well.
Yeah. Figure. I'm so excited to get the Dusty face.
Yeah.
I agree. Can you imagine like the dance, you know, poses that people are gonna do? It's just the common man, you know.
We need a sapphire, man. We're sapphire.
We need a, sweet daddy. We need a sapphire.
Absolutely,
man. That's so true. Yeah,
great, man. So good though. Cannot wait. I mean, these will be popping up probably right into the new year.
I hope so. I cannot wait for this figure. And thanks to my buddy Mike for placing an order for one for me when I was sleeping, so I wouldn't miss
it. I forgot I pre-ordered those. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get out of here when we're done here. I already got three pre-orders ready to roll.
I love this figure. I can't wait for this figure. Well, I mean, we only have one more bit of news for today.
Oh, yeah, brother. It's not a Fig Guys episode with a little Hulk Hogan and Rock. Falco bobblehead. What is it?
480 dollars each.
We talked a lot about Funkos on our Macho Man episode that's going to be coming out next week. So I mean, they do a quality job. You got kind of this awesome Rock here. He's wearing the sweet jacket. You got Hogan ripping the shirt. They both come in rings. They're exploding through the canvas, baby. Bust big head, 9.5-inch bobblehead.
Wow. You know, looks like the Pebble in this picture.
So he does look like the Pebble.
You can call it Ricky Starks if you wanted to.
He looks like that.
Say we found him.
Yeah, we found him in the blowing up the GCW ring. Here's Ricky. Pretty Ricky Starks.
Oh, man.
Also going on, which that we don't need a graphic for it, but guys, Target is having a 50% off sale as we speak. It's a good time, especially around the holidays, to catch up not only on your collection, but maybe your friends or a loved one, or you know, yourself and a loved one. Do it all in one, like go mentally. But there's some great legends out there. Everything I picked up today. Yeah. LA Knight for I think he was like $15.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Like normal price here in New Jersey.
No, yeah.
But also the Ultimate Vader, if you go to the Target app, it's like $16 now. Like,
holy time to get that chase.
No, yeah, listen, I keep returning them because they keep sending me regulars.
And then it's okay.
Yeah.
You're fueling the economy.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm wasting gas having to return them and drive them back to Target, but
you're still think of those toy tariffs, okay? Think of those toy tariffs.
There you go.
You gotta get in while you can.
Hey, listen,
I don't know this for a fact, but I mean, I'm guessing the reason Mattel switched their factories to Vietnam was to save on those tariffs from China. That's what I call it. And being prepared.
China. Sorry.
They're crazy.
I had to get one Trump impression in today.
We only need one.
You know what comes next? Do you know what time it is?
Ooh, yeah. Just drumming away.
Yeah, the Ringside Round is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Go to WrestlingFigures.com today. Place yourself a nice big order, and when you're done, you could order that Ringside exclusive. You put in the code FIGUYS, and you're going to save an additional 10%. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing, especially when we're about to tell you, coming this Friday, we're getting a Black Friday 4.0 sale from Ringside Collectibles. It's supposed to be the craziest, biggest sale yet. So make sure you check it out. Treat yourself to some Christmas presents, some Hanukkah presents, some Festivus presents. Whatever it is you celebrate, just pick something up for yourself because I love picking up toys for myself.
Yeah.
Only Festivus for me, baby. Yeah.
I checked out that. Tom, you told me about Black Friday 3.0.
Yeah.
Checked it out. Did another order.
Did you? You didn't tell me that.
It's a bad problem to have. And I sent out a list to some people to buy me some other figures. Like I take advantage of these sales, man.
Did you?
You guys are missing out.
Did you take advantage and order the Road Warriors Bell to Bell figures?
I have not. I
order them for you because
I'm holding off on the Bell to Bells still. I want them, but I don't.
You're going to disappear soon, so you better be careful. Those Road Warriors will seamlessly fit in with your superstars, and they are amazing.
You guys heard it here first. Don't sleep on the Bell to Bell.
No, and if you like superstars, go get the Road Warriors, go get the Steiners, and go get the Danhausen.
So I should just buy them all, and then we'll do a Bellcaster Bell to Bell special.
I love it.
Bell to Bellcaster, we'll call
Bell
it.
Bell to Bellcaster. Ringside.
I'm getting bad flashbacks. Don't use that.
I love it. I'm super excited about the Black Friday 4.0. I mean, you're cutting it as close as you can to Christmas time.
That's why I'm saying buy yourself something because it might not be there by Tuesday.
Yeah. No, this is
going to be the last Black Friday sale that they're doing. Do you guys know?
Yeah. You know what? They should call this treat yourself sale because that's what we should be doing.
Biggest sale right after Christmas for the people who get their Christmas money and want to go buy themselves presents.
I mean, I'm here for that too.
So, all right. Let's see what else we got in the Ringside Roundup today.
Oh, yeah. Let's get going and rolling, man. Expected this week.
This is
brand new from the vault. Yeah. Hey, we got Razor Ramon, Cody Rhodes. Tom has in hand drone shipped the Ultimate Warrior, brother. And also this beautiful, beautiful Bray Wyatt. Super, super excited for these. Yeah, man. I can't tell you how pumped I am. I love the vault series. At first, we were talking about it. I was a little reluctant about the re-releases and all that stuff, but Ringside's doing it in the perfect way possible. The formula is correct, man. So many goodies popping out through this line. I'm astonished and very happy. My wallet's very happy that I can find some of these grail pieces for as cheap as they are. I mean, sign me up. Sign me up twice.
Talking about a grail piece, dude. That goes for a lot of money. Boom. Love this one. We can open that later.
We can.
Fun fact about that.
Stick around, I'm going to open this in a little bit as well.
Yeah, he's got all the goods.
Fun fact about that Straight Edge Society punk, right? That's one of the first storylines I remember following as a kid, funny enough.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, you got like, you know, the Rey Mysterio feud, the hair versus hair match, all that sort of stuff. The Straight Edge Society, you got Serena Deeb, you know, coming in as a fan from the crowd to shave her head, you know, show her dedication to SES, all that fun stuff. Then Big Show ripping that damn mask off, having that huge smile on his face, you know. As a kid, I was like, yeah, get that dastardly heel, you know, get his ass. And then that made me addicted from then on, man. But this is such a good series, I think. This line in particular, this wave, you're seeing like the defining moments Razor Ramon from nearly a decade ago. You're seeing the defining moments Cody Rhodes from maybe just even last year. You know, crazy. Change out that bull rope, put in that Mattel Creations entrance coat. That's kind of nuts, dude. I like that they can include that into an Elite and get away with it. And that Bray Wyatt too, man. Always love a good rocking chair accessory. I mean, how could you not? Give me all the furniture in the world.
100%. Absolutely. One of my favorite Bray Wyatt figures too. He's got the All Hope Is Gone shirt. Like man. It's just such that is
dark red pants.
I'll admit, like the set I just got, that Shawn Michaels, and I'll show it off in a little bit with the white coat. I always wanted that figure, and I wasn't paying secondary prices for it. They're like, they're just crushing it now. The new NWO Hogan, just amazing.
Yeah, scan up Michaels. The original release was a little iffy, brother. So it's good to see. Some updates on that bad boy.
If you order these now and you use code FitGuys, you could save 10%. So I'm just saying.
Right. What are you waiting for? I need them to make an Umaga in one of these lines. Like, I need it. When's the last time we got an Umaga? Like that Royal Rumble line? Maybe a few years ago. No, man. So yeah, I'm in need of like a double jointed kind of updated Umaga.
Okay, because I have an extra under the Royal Rumble if you were interested. Might have to talk.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hey,
hit my line. We're making deals.
Hit my line.
This is the reason why Nick Storm is so straight edge. It's because he had that. It was the first story he followed was the Straight Edge Society. So now it all
I'm like the complete opposite of straight edge.
All right, so he's crooked edge. I mean,
exactly. I'm like a crooked moonsault, okay, but edge.
He's a Copeland.
You got the prettiest moonsault ever, and the ugliest moonsault ever with Nick Storm.
It depends on that.
The yin and the yang. It's the yin and the yang.
Absolutely.
But make sure you guys head on over to Ringside Collectibles, pick up From the Vault series. What are we on here for? From the Vault series for so many good, great figures, man. And dig it. Ooh, check this out. Mattel showed new images this week. You're looking
new and in stock.
Oh, I'm all over the place. My notes are up and down. They're turning around. We're new and in stock. Yeah.
Oh, no. Or is this sooner? Is it new and in stock? I don't remember now.
Your notes are doing the hokey pokey.
They are doing the hokey pokey, and they're doing the best. What do we got here? This is Logan Paul. This isn't even on the notes. But we're here for it. Check it out. Oh, yeah, it is. It's above the thing. So
freshly retired.
Freshly retired, but never expired. This is WWE Top Picks 2025 Wave 2 with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Logan Paul, and CM Punk. Boom. Right. I want the Punk just for the shirt. I want the shirt just for the Punk.
I want the Punk just because I'm straight edge. You guys know, as Tom said.
I need this Stone Cold. Look how cool this Stone Cold is. Yeah. Like, I really need that figure as well.
It comes with like a beer koozie. Look at that. Yeah. I think this might be like my favorite Logan Paul maybe that they've made. I like the decals on it. I don't know. This is the first Logan Paul with the wrist tape, so it's like properly accurate. And this CM Punk, holy hell, Madison Square Garden gear, right? He's wearing a Cody Rhodes freaking black trunks that he got lent. So this is fun. And this head scan for the Punk looks incredible. If you see like close up in-hand photos.
Me to get it,
yeah, bro. I love it. I need it in my grips. It's like a great updated old man Punk, I think.
And
he looks a little worried.
Throw this out there to pick up sales, because not like you need to sell more CM Punk figures, he's doing it himself. But this is also a customizer's dream for a CM Punk, because you got plain black gear. That means if you're decaling, if you're painting, you know, you could really add a nice touch to this and make it your own best in the world.
I already have like so many ideas for gears. I want to make like the SummerSlam this year's SummerSlam gear. I want to make even the War Games gear that he had, you know, and these are all on black, you know, kicks and trunks to begin with. So it's easy. You can just get some water decals online.
I use Curbstomp City decals. You can use 3XR Studio. You know, all these different places to get these decals, man, and make it your own. And that's something I'm so excited for.
Shout out to all the customizers in the game that are taking care of us with the decals. 3XR Customs is awesome. So is Curbstomp. So is that CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. I got this a couple of weeks ago. It's the top picks. It is a great figure. So I don't think I've even opened it yet.
Of course it's a great figure. It's the top picks figure. It's the greatest.
I'm loving it. I'm with you, though.
This Stone Cold's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I have to get the Stone Cold. Mike, I have a great idea for images you could do with the Stone Cold and a Logan Paul, but I'm not going to give it away.
You let me know. I just thought of a great one with the Stone Cold too. So we got two. We're getting double the bang for the buck there.
Yeah. So when I tell you this idea, you're going to be getting this, and you're going to be taking some amazing photos.
Ooh, I like it. Love it.
I'm not going to say anything else. All right. Ooh. Here we are. Well, guys,
where else we have less.
Well, I mean, Ringside also said that Mattel showed off brand new photos last week. But if you watched Big Guys last week, you know they debuted right here with Steve Ozer showing them off. It was the greatest hits, best of Ultimate Edition Series 5, greatest hits Series 7, and also the Legends Hulk Hogan Ultimate Edition, which is really awesome. So,
I mean,
go check our social media out. Go check last week.
This is true. If they make best of greatest hits, we've lost all faith in humanity. Just a re-release line of a re-release line. No,
it's gotta be best this was of such a great top episode. Picks, greatest hits.
There we go.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
We need them all, right?
We need and the an shelves, ultimate pal. Edition.
Yeah. Damn right. That's what I like to hear. But man, that was. I mean, for it being close to the end of December, it was a lot of good news there, man. Ringside. Thank you for the Ringside Roundup every week. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we really do. But guys, go like, don't waste your time running to the store when you could save your time and go on Ringside and get up much faster. You don't have to wait 3 months for it to come over on boats when Ringside gets it by plane. And they're just the best. And honestly, when you use code FIGUYS, the price, you're probably saving money at this point.
So. Yeah. I love it.
This is true.
Who's I'm ready for it. To unbox with us?
Me? I am.
All right, we're back.
Oh,
Mike, where should we start? Should I start with that new Ultimate Warrior?
You go. I mean, you have to, right?
Okay.
Face paint be damned. Hair is a mess. He's holding two titles.
I know. How many versions of this figure have there been? This has got to be like the fourth release of this figure.
Yeah, but not as good as this one is.
No, this is like. If you're going to release a figure, this is like amazingly done. Hold on. Let me get my second camera set up over here because
that's not the Ultimate Warrior. That's the Elite Warrior.
That is true.
I applaud that.
It was cheeky. I was having fun with it.
Try this.
While you're getting your camera ready, how do we make me Biggie?
Well, you blow on it.
Is that it? How am I doing this here? I'm messing out. I don't know what I'm
doing. How do we make you Big E?
There we go.
Take a spot from Ridge Holland.
Doing that, I got fresh from Pro Wrestling Tees. I'm not even teasing it. Not even teasing it, man. Haters be damned. Haters be damned.
You got some Haterade?
Ooh, look at that, baby. It's so cool. The brand new Jamie Hayter Micro Brawler from the AEW Micro Brawler line from Pro Wrestling Tees. Shop AEW, such a
love the colors.
Love the colors, yeah. Right from
her gear lately,
her comeback and All In this year. Yeah, she's been killing it.
Yeah,
but such an awesome brawler, man. Really nice detail. Haters gonna hate.
Haters are gonna hate.
Yeah. Boom. Potatoes gonna potate.
Potatoes gonna taters gonna tate. Andrew's gonna tate.
What do you think of that?
Look at that.
Well, let's move it on over to the big screen.
There we go, Jesse. Trying not to get my reflection from the camera in it, but it's reflecting. Oh, there you go. If I covered a screen up, you don't see us.
It looks great, man.
I mean, it is so cool. Let's open it up. Let's not just tease.
No, we're not teasing.
Let's give them what they want.
Give them what they want.
Isn't that what
you guys remember that? I was just gonna say that Batista segment. Do you guys know the story behind that?
No.
So that Batista and Triple H segment, where Triple H is in the ring and Batista's going, "You gotta give me what I want," just like 10 times over. They were both, Triple H and Batista, were both waiting on the next person's line. So they both got mixed up and just in a perpetual state of "give me what I want." And I thought that was hilarious. Yeah.
Dude, ooh. Bum, bum, bum.
Look, I would love an Ultimate Warrior in Ultimate form, but with rope tassels.
Ooh, man.
I like it.
Pretty but please.
Look at the Winged Eagle. Look at the details on this version of the Winged Eagle. I feel like this is a major upgrade for a title as well. And Cody's not going to have it, but you know what?
I was about to say, is I like to call this figure the Cody Rhodes accessory pack.
The IC title. And this strap for the IC title, I'm looking at photos of the Ultimate Edition where this is, you know, this attire is the same, all that stuff, when he won the gold. And the thing that this Elite has over that Ultimate Edition, in my opinion, is the strap for the yellow is more accurate on this release. It's more orange instead of like that bright yellow. And also, you know, he doesn't have the the paint deco on his torso. So it is like a post-match perfect warrior, I think.
Exactly. They really did. They really did.
That's very mid-match. Look at that. That's nice. I love that belt.
As seen on Saturday Night's Main Event. And I'm not talking about the belt. I'm talking about those hands.
We got Kevin Steen with that one. Not even Kevin Owens. Kevin Steen's holding that one.
I like how they pack the tassels like against the back to keep them safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super colorful, man.
But yeah, like, wow, this is great. I do love it. I do like, if you want to have the makeup and the full thing, you could have the pre-match warrior, but then this is post-match warrior. Like, this is so good.
Exactly. Post-match, mid-match. You gotta have it, man. I think you gotta have some wear and tear in a mid-match, you know. So this is a great like rendition for it.
Yeah.
You got the boots, you got the knee pads.
You love the knee pads.
Thank you, ringside. Holy.
Yeah, look at the detail. Look at this is a must-have upgrade for people. And I don't even know if it's an upgrade because it's like Mike, what's that word again I'm trying to say? Depicting like the end of the match and mid match. Such a good figure.
Decapitating. That was great. Really talk about decapitating. Tom's got a head in his hand.
Makeup head, there it is.
Come on. Yeah.
And this is such an iconic warrior gear, too. Like the colors, this is every poster in my bedroom when I was a kid. It's perfect. Ooh.
And I love the extra hands.
Tornado was legit. Talk about that
tornado enough. I got an extra
Iron Claw. I watched the Iron Claw again and it made me cry again.
Ooh.
You could like pose him with his hands up and everything. Like these are perfect extra hands for this. I love it. Like and what a moment. Like Warrior was the first guy to actually beat Hogan, Hulkamania Hogan clean.
Yeah.
Like this moment was huge back then because how he lost the title going into WrestleMania 4 wasn't clean. We had never seen Hogan pinned before this.
Yeah.
As part of the Hulkamania run.
Yeah. That's wild.
I love it. I absolutely love it. This, the guys, go to ringside right now. Order yourself.
Right. I'm doing it.
Vaults. This from the vault line is really rocking. Like this figure. Look at the little warrior masks on his tights.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The detail. I like the
wristbands too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So colorful, man.
There we go.
I always think this era of figures, this era of wrestlers, I should say, make the best figures or make some of the best figures because you just get, it's like the pageantry was over the top, especially around this time, right?
Yeah.
So you get like everything, you get Macho Man figures, Ultimate Warrior figures. So colorful, man. And they just look so nice on a shelf. It's nuts. Yeah. There you go.
It pops.
Yeah. It pops.
Man, what a warrior, though.
You know, the other thing I was talking with when I bumped into John, Ringside John, and Ozer at the show the other day is posing figures really is a talent. And some people have it and some people don't. It's like anything that talents. Like if you could draw, you could draw. Posing figures is not my talent. Mike is going to come.
You do a good job.
I do an okay. Let's not lie. And up to the gods. Look at this.
I mean, that's fantastic.
I love this figure. I absolutely love it. So
look at him. Got the booger sugar eyes and everything. I love it.
Next. Well, before we open anything else next, I'll show you some other stuff I got this week. Because I got a lot.
Let's do it, man.
I got probably my most anticipated set of big rubber guys ever.
Yeah, dude. Chills. You've been talking about these for ages. Yep.
Yeah.
Road Warriors in LJN style. Yes, please. Hello.
Yep.
So we got the
demo. What a rush.
Been really
yeah, you have to. No, you, for me, you have to, because
this is not WWF Legion of Doom. This is like AWA, NWA. Road Warriors are tough sons of bitches, and they're gonna kill you.
I wish you had one more Warrior figure to open, because this could have been a Warrior theme unbox with us. You could have had the Ultimate Warrior, the Road Warriors.
Yeah,
what do you think of that? Yeah,
that is spot on. How's the shoulder pads?
Yeah, that's great, man. Huh.
Let's take a little look at them and see.
Oh, they pop right off. That's beautiful.
No, brother.
Harp. Let me be careful. When I go check my blood sugar later, I might just use one of these.
I think every doctor's office is going to have one of these now.
Yeah.
You can get multiple pricks at once. You get three spots of blood.
That's like this episode. That's this episode. Multiple pricks at once.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry.
I love these. Wait, I think I put
this is great.
Dude, they are sharp. They're pinching my fingers and they're hurting. We gotta take Animal out because we got Hawk. Tell him, Hawk.
Doesn't get any better than that. Tell him, Hawk. Yeah.
And not to mention, we're also getting a Legion of Doom version of these due to Big Bad Toy Store exclusive.
Those
LED 2000?
Oh, no. The most toyetic version of the Road Warriors, I thought, was LOD 2000. I love LOD 2000.
You're definitely
cool for sure.
Not straight edge, because you're doing crack if you think that was.
Well, their gear was fantastic, man. The biker shorts, they were rocking and rolling.
It wasn't these. It wasn't this.
You're doing crack.
The bikes is not toyetic. And look. Both shoulder pads are like specific to the wrestler. It's not like, hey, you both get the same shoulder pads. They never love wore that. The same shoulder pads, and they were accurate. Yeah.
That's great, man.
Look at that, man. I like that they didn't just cheap out and do the same for the both. Like, there's the accuracy. It's down to a T on this one. I love these, man.
There are certain people I will buy every release of any figure, and the Road Warriors are one of them because they're just so toyetic. And to me, they will forever be the greatest tag team in the history of wrestling.
Oh, God.
I don't care what anybody
says. What about Leo Rush and Action Andretti, dude? Leo Rush and Action Andretti, the best tag team in the world. This is a joke.
You the first time.
Sorry, yeah. I'm glad it went unanswered.
These are so freaking good, guys. If you haven't ordered these yet, I believe Ringside will be getting them soon. So you might want to jump on these because these are not going to stick around very long.
Well, don't
these
jump on them. The spikes are sharp.
Best. Look at the backs. Look, Hawk's got the same haircut as me.
So, yeah, you know what? Fun fact, actually, if you go back and watch the Home Alone movies, because it's Christmas time, a thing that Macaulay Culkin's character actually did in the movie is he put these Road Warriors all around the ground for the intruders in case they wanted to come in. They had to step on the spikes, so it actually works. It's in Home Alone. This is a true fact. Don't look it up. This Don't is look real. Up. This happened.
Yeah, all right. It's right down the block from my house.
Mike, do you have your Sting Ripper ready?
Oh my God, do I have my Sting ready? It's burning. It's burning. It's just sitting here. It's ready to roll, brother. Look at that bad boy from our good friends over at AEW by Jazzwares. It's Sting! Amazing packaging, as always. Shout out to Metzger and the crew. Unbelievable. I've been itching for this one. I remember the tease with this almost very image from All In this year. So happy to finally see it in hand, finally have it in the collection. I'm not wasting any time. We're ripping it out. We're getting primed. It's funny, I started saving my packages, which I'm not, I don't know if it's a good idea or if it's like a fire hazard.
Dude, it's so hard to get rid of them.
Dude, the packages are going to like rub together and make fire like sticks.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's gonna be like South Park. They're like, the snakes on fire, snakes on fire.
Love that reference. Goodness. Wow.
Ooh. I'm holding it in front of the camera I no longer have on.
Yeah.
We got the Matt Hardy big rubber guy as
nice.
Well.
He came out tan.
I can't wait for that Jeff to is that Jeff out?
Not yet.
However,
that one looks super. Oh, Ethan Page is out.
Oh, snap.
Ego.
Mr. Dynamite himself.
I see people complaining that, oh gosh, like, why are we getting modern guys? Shut up and don't buy them if you don't want them. I'll take all the big rubber guys I could get, especially when you make one of my favorite guys today.
Yeah.
There's always going to be those people who are like, why is this releasing? Why is this releasing? Why? Just don't buy. I mean, save your time and energy and your wallet. How about that?
Everybody needs something to complain about.
Exactly.
Yeah, damn right.
Ooh.
Damn right. Damn, you know what I'm complaining about? I'm complaining about that I don't have that sting because it's so smexy. Oh,
here, let's get the focus. The
sniff test too, by the way.
Let's get me out of the focus. They should pass the sniff test. They smell like Road Warriors.
Ooh. Be careful. You wipe your nose with the shoulder pad when you're sniffing it.
What are we doing here? Why am I looking at my exposure? I'm clicking the wrong things because I'm looking at Tom smelling the big rubber guys and not focusing enough on Sting here, baby. Look at that. Look at the detail of that bad boy. Soft goods coat, obviously. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
I love that to bits. Sneaking
playing loud. Proud.
That's some good cloth goods.
Got some bag. He's got some little baggies popping out from his time in London. But look at this.
His bags of milk or whatever they do over there.
Yeah. That's Canada, but clear your cloth.
Oh yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Might do bags of milk there. I'm not that sure. But look at this, man. This is so good. Obviously, the top hat comes off. We got this awesome smiling scan. It's showtime.
I really like that head sculpt. I like the sort of crossover with like the modern Joker, like the Joaquin Phoenix Joker, opposed to like the Heath Ledger Joker that he did like years ago in TNA. So I like that he updated it sort of thing. I wish that it came with like that red shirt that he had during the match. But all in all, man, this is like, pretty nice little shelf piece.
Look at that side profile. Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
Great, man. And this is one of the most toyetic. I mean, Sting's such a toyetic guy on his own, but the detail on that. But this is one of the most toyetic ones here. And then you got the alternate head, which is a very, very serious and stern Stinger. Great.
Right. He's ready to splash you. Look at that.
He's ready to splash. The head's a little soft, but you got the details on the hat here. It's a nice little hat here. Hello, Governor. It's showtime, if you will. Amazing, man. A ringside exclusive knocked out of the park. Once again, Jazzwares knocked it out of the park. Once again, little stingers, little scorpions on the boots.
Yeah.
So nice.
There's only one place you could get this exclusive Sting figure, guy. That's at Ringside Collectibles.
From my cold, dead hands.
No. man, like, this figure is amazing.
Look at that, man. I mean, that is some...
Oh,
Sting's just going to do the podcast from now on. It's not going to be...
It just started raining here heavily, man. I think that's Sting. It's not snowing. It can't snow it where I am. So that's the next best thing. I'll take it.
You left.
See Matt Hardy and Ethan Page.
Yeah, please bust it open, man.
Dude.
Bust it open live on Bust It Open.
Now, one thing I'll show you with the Matt Hardy, his eye's a little wonky. I wonder if everybody's
just like real life.
I was going to say that's just Matt Hardy.
That's the gimmick. That's
the game, pal. Too, but look at the detail in these pants.
Yeah,
like, that's beautiful. Like,
oh man, that's nice.
Thick boy, the legs are really thick because to make the pants look baggy.
It looks good.
It's got some Janko shorts or some Janko jeans, man.
Gotta love the Jankos, man. Throwing it back.
This is absolutely.
How does he stand?
On his feet.
I would hope so.
maybe I can make it go down lower.
I was hoping you were going to say better than Jeff.
what do you think, Mike?
It's beautiful. There you go. Push him forward. You got to like pull back a little bit. Pull back the curtain on all the Hold fun, on. Man. It's all good. This looks.
I'm looking at how vascular he is, man.
He is very vascular.
I like it.
All right, that is great.
This is
kind of got like he's got a Lexus King vibe going on here.
he just went to the bar, but look at that beard. Damn.
Look at
here Ethan we go. Beaton Speaking Page. Of Ethan Page, Justin Booth over here talking. Your eyes don't deceive you. Ethan Page is still there as well. This is great.
But I will tell you this: out of the set, Matt Hardy smells the best.
That's what Reba says. Rebel, what's her name? Rebby.
Yeah. Yeah. Something.
Gothic baby.
It's just like an LJN. Look at the detail. Look how detailed this jacket is for like a big rubber guy.
Dude. When you the turn decals it around. And stuff on it, man.
There you go.
That's so nice. Wow. How do they print the designs on? Is it just like decal? Like that looks so. It's so clean.
I feel like it's painted on there because it's smooth.
Right.
Rebby's guy. Thank you,
Tyson. That's so. So
Rebby likes the way Matt smells.
Speaking of Rebby and Matt, dude, do you guys know the famous game Among Us, the video game?
Yes.
I got voted out by Matt Hardy once.
In a fun what? Fact,
in Among Us. Yeah, I got to show you the. You haven't seen. I got to show the clip.
I don't have it on me. You posted it, though.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. That's my peak in life. Everything's downhill from there. So
at this point. That's my peak as well as you getting voted out by Matt Hardy.
Vicariously. Oh, I appreciate that. We're all downhill from here. Let's go.
It's all good. We're having fun.
Dude, I want to. These are so nice, man.
These are.
Yeah, those look so nice. I love the Road Warriors a ton. This is Road Warriors, I'm guessing, right? I'm so not well versed and educated.
That's a lie because you are, but these are
amazing. Stop it. Those are nice, man.
Road Warrior, big rubber guys.
Dude, these are great. Yeah, so what series is this, Tom?
I don't even know. Does it say on the thing anymore?
Does it need to?
It doesn't even say on here.
I want to know from the very start of it all to now, what is your favorite big rubber guy?
As of today, I'd say the Road Warrior.
As of today, yeah.
That suited flair is so good.
It is. Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably my favorite. I don't even have any, and that's probably my favorite.
I love the power.
I need a fat NWA championship for that Ric Flair, and it'll be just
coming perfect. Soon.
Yeah.
Coming soon. Territory championship.
Matilda, the best one. Matilda, the best LJN that they've done. Big rubber guy. I mean,
yeah, big rubber guy.
LJN? Big rubber guy, more like it. Give me that BRG, you know what I'm saying?
The BRG. Man, this thing is awesome.
Dude, yeah. I want to know, do you guys have, by any chance, this Takeshita as well, that release? Oh. I just got that bad boy.
I just showed it to you a few minutes ago. Where'd it go?
Yeah, dude. Another freaking ringside exclusive. I think this is, beautiful, honestly.
Oh, I shut the camera off, and that's why I'm wondering why it's not showing on.
Not that one.
Look at that. Yeah, dude. Ready that roster right there.
It's a great, great figure, man. Great package.
The House of the Rising Sun. I like this better than the standard release, but now I want to get the standard. Well, the Chase release. I want it now. But this is beautiful. This is such a great figure. Again, it's packaging.
Jacket. We talked about this couple last week when I opened it.
I don't even know how I want to take it out of the box, but it's such a damn good figure, man.
Dude, you go buy yourself one with the inside Black Friday 4.0 sale.
Yeah.
There you go. Throw on the international title on this bad boy. I put a Seth Rollins, I think, interchangeable, fucking freaking second F-bomb, his entrance hand, sort of thing. I put that on it, and it's just, man, it just really completes this Takeshita. And gosh darn, if you guys don't have it yet, this thing might be my figure of the year. I just got to be honest. God damn.
It's probably my second favorite figure of the year. But I absolutely,
I have to. Shout out Tom for this one because I wouldn't have this figure without it. At least not until mid May? That's crazy. It's probably just going to get worse.
Yeah.
And fun fact on that punk, too, there's a running change on the packaging, a very small one. If you can see, this is actually where the title belt is meant to be. And in Mike's one, that's the new updated one that they're shipping out. Ooh. So I can actually see the title belt. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, very, very
such
nice.
A clean. This again, I'm having as a loose collector, I'm having these very, very, very big feelings about.
Yeah, opening
packaging.
It
looks so nice, especially
Mike. And then when I realized it was your birthday,
take it downtown and like take a picture with the Chicago flag in the background. And like,
you got to.
With doves flying. And
can you take it to Mindy's and take some pictures of Mindy's with it?
I should take it to Mindy's. I'd be afraid I'd run into him at Mindy's. I'd be like, hi, sir.
Taking a photo of his face. Oh, who's this Mark? Get him out of my store.
Show me your pose again, Nick.
My pose? There we go.
See, I can't get mine to do that. How do you get it to do that?
You gotta make sure his right arm is like this. Sort of thing more
you get
like
really get, like they clamp like you could like, really
and then it's all in the wrist yeah it's all in the wrist
there, right? It's all in the wrist.
I had the same dilemma as you did though, Mike. Like I'm a loose collector through and through, but up there I don't know if you guys can see it, I had to keep it, man. The light, like the baby blue on the packaging for an ultimate, just it stands out. It's so nice. It's
super pretty.
It
really does. I'm showing off a figure again. I don't have the camera on, you idiot.
I'm just checking out.
Hey, don't say you idiot. Don't say that to my friend. That's my friend Tom you're talking to. That's my friend Tom you're talking to.
Trust me, I know him. He's an idiot.
First hand experience.
Yeah, this is just a beaut though.
I think that this might be honestly the head that's in on the packaging. That might be my favorite CM Punk head sculpt to date.
It is,
I don't know.
This spot on.
Right, honestly, there. Yeah, it's something that I've been looking for a punk and in for a figure in, you know, ages and years. Maybe, you know, Jazzwares did really good job at like punk scans as well. I thought like the sculpts on their own were fantastic.
Person, look at the way Mike's holding it. If you didn't know, that almost looks real. Like that doesn't look like a figure.
Yeah, he's like, get out of my Mindy's.
he's watching the snowfall inside of Mindy's while he's having a muffin with Jimmy Uso. And Jey Uso.
Yeah. Oh, and how nuts is this freaking scan, by the way? This is a little bit too much. I won't lie.
I love it.
It's so elongated.
You're dropping the GTS, man. You got to scream. Yeah. Hitting that anaconda vice.
Unhinge his jaw like a snake. I like it.
Like a snake.
Like a
snake. Like a snake.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Throw the other head scans on this. I want to get a second one of this loose just so I can grab this head scan. And I've seen people do this trick with the screaming scan for this punk, right? And it's you boil it in hot water and then you kind of like fix it in place. You close the mouth a little bit and then you can kind of put it in cold water and then it fixes, you know? So I want to try do that with this head scan. Maybe if I get like another second punk. And try and like make it like a mid-match look because his hair is in his face.
It's perfect.
Maybe try and close the lips, see if that's even possible. But the kissing scan is so fun, I think.
It is.
And man, I want to get like a nut just for the shelf, man. I need one just kissing goodbye to people. So
absolutely,
I love it, man.
There's you need so a little guardrail. Hold him on a guardrail, kissing somebody goodbye.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, on the barricade. Yeah, absolutely.
Holding a muffin, kissing Tony Khan goodbye.
Get a spin drift as well while we're at it. those look so good, by the way. I want to say, I want one. I don't even know where I can find them here. Yeah. Can you guys get sponsored by Spin Drift? And then I can just get the product. That'd be fine.
That's it. That's all we need. As long as somebody here is reviewing it, we win.
It's in my legal name, Nick Storm Review. It's my birth certificate.
So. What's going on? If you don't mind us asking before we head out of here, like, give us an update on Figure Friday.
Yeah, so it's been sort of on like a forced hiatus. I think I noticed like doing a show completely by yourself, setting it up, doing everything. It takes like a lot of energy, and that's something I didn't really realize until I. You know, went balls to the wall with it. And so right now it's just on a little like kind of forced little, I don't know, a little break ski for now, but there is a return coming. There is a return date coming. So look out for that. For right now it's scheduled for the 17th of January. Ooh. So that's when we're making a big freaking comeback, with some special guests. Okay. But yeah, man, it's just, I don't know. I've been enjoying and doing a lot more, I think, like when it comes to extracurricular activities, you know, life. I've been going to go. Yeah, let it go. Life. Like I've been going to wrestling training like for the past few months. So doing that's like really fun. You know, taking bumps, learning how to arm drag, learning your three quarter roll from Terry Taylor, or whatever the case. You know, be possessed, Cody. But no, man, like I'm having such a fun time with it, and I think I'm more of the sort of person who likes to work on something and then release it. So I think like when it came to Figure Friday, it was very much like, oh, okay, you very much just, you know, red light's always on. You kind of always have to be on. And if you're on your own, you know, I'm I don't know, man. Maybe I need a co-host to brush me along. Maybe I miss my Sam.
Oh, I miss Sam. Sam's killing it though.
Yeah, he's wrestling, like, dude. He's freaking. He got captured by the
everybody
bug.
Out there, because you guys are both killing it. So yeah. I mean, listen, Figure Friday could take the hiatus as long as you're happy and healthy and enjoying life. That's all that matters, man. And also,
thank you, man.
You always have a spot here to come talk figures with
100%,
us.
100%. Yeah.
And Figure Friday lives on forever, Daddy. Put your fig to the screen and feel me.
There we go. No, yeah, you guys are so freaking nice with it, and I try and put a lot of effort into content outside of Figure Friday too, just on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever the case is, to try and still put stuff out there, because I do really care about making this work, and I do really care about the community, and I care about the figs that we get, you know, like I've got a huge passion, burning passion for wrestling in general. So this is just something to help brush it along, you know? So it's all fun, and you guys are gems.
Nick, I'm going to need you to tell everybody where they can follow you. You talked about the Instagram stories. Let the people know. Everybody wants to follow Nick Storm. If you're not already, I don't know why you're not.
Dude, you can follow me at the OG Fig Kid everywhere you can. No, you can follow me at Nick Storm Review everywhere you gosh darn can. I'm the master of disguise, baby. I'm Tom. I'm Tom now, by the way. No. look, this is just a wig, okay? I'll pop it off and send it to you. Yeah. No, but at Nick Storm Review everywhere you gosh darn can. I'm trying to be annoying on the socials, so you know, if you find me being a nuisance, then that's where the place is, baby. Okay, when it comes to figures and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, that's where you can get me.
Cool.
And Cornette.
You can find us all over social media at Official Fig Guys. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Twitch, we're on TikTok. Check us out. And if you want to just find all of our links in one spot, just go to thefigguys.com. Everything is there. Mike, anything before we get out of here for the night, for the week?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you guys, always. but no, make sure you guys tune in next week for awesome Macho Man Spectacular. Oh, yeah, dig it. You're going to have a good time. I'm still in macho mode. It's this whole episode of
it. It was an amazing episode, guys. You're not going to want to. You get 3 hours. Yeah, for 3 hours, you're going to enjoy it.
Stay tuned to our socials and watch the whole thing. At the end of it, we got a nice little thing. But stay tuned to our socials, because we're going to post that too. We got a nice special surprise that we're throwing out there for you guys. It's super fun. Just a little silly Christmas love. And thank you guys for the amazing year this year. I know we're not at our end of year episode yet, but we're live right now, and we want to tell you how it feels, brother. Okay, so we appreciate all of you guys so much for everything, and thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us for all the fun. We love when you guys have our guests on, like Nick.
Give me a kiss on the mouth. Give me a kiss on the mouth, Mike. Give me a kiss on the mouth.
Air pie. No longer
a guest. Never been a guest. Nick's just belongs. Yeah,
Nick is the third man. All right.
I'm the honorary Oos. I'll take it.
we got to get you an honorary fig. Fig Oos. Oos guy? We'll work on it.
Big Oos. Sounds great. There we brand it. Market it.
We are a podcast, so just search Fig Guys and wherever your favorite podcast platform is, you can find us there, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or even on YouTube Podcasts now. But if you're going to be on YouTube, you can just watch our pretty little faces. But we're going to see you guys. You'll be watching us the next couple of weeks, but I mean, it's going to be 4 weeks till we're back here live. So we're going to miss you chatting with you all. Stay live in the comments. Follow our socials. We're going to have new pictures, new reels, new everything in the meantime. And you never know, maybe we'll pop in live and unbox something. It sounds like, you know, maybe something we could do during holidays, because we're going to get a lot of toys for Christmas.
I'm not getting any toys. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm on the naughty list. Danhausen came by dressed as Santa. He's like, oh, you're Krampus. I was like, I don't even know what that means, but okay. All right. Then he just vanished in a pile of teeth.
I thought I saw some coal behind you, but I was like, is that my eyes?
It's there. It's stone coal, actually.
Well, next That's week, great. Guys, for Nick, for Mike, for Tom, big guys out.
Thanks for watching.